chapter for astrological error movement charts, and judging the prevalence and velocity of the wind for any period. Not only must the air movement chart be considered, but ALS 9-0 the temperature chart for the season. If the temperature chart does not indicate wind for the season, it takes an air movement chart showing much activity to give even a moderate amount of wind. Each of the air movement charts indicates how much, relative to the temperature chart for the season, will be present during the period it governs. And it shows exclusively, without reference to any other chart, on what date such wind movements as take place will happen. And, of course, before any intelligent predictions can be made, as to wind from an error movement chart, there must be a thorough knowledge, as to just how much wind commonly may be expected at the given season. The chart is not absolute. It merely indicates the variations from the normal error movements, and when they will occur. The error movement charts are erected at the place where it is desired to determine the error movements, for the exact moment the planet Mercury, either by direct motion or by retrograde motion, enters each sign. The chart so erected governs the wind for the period until Mercury, either by direct or by retrograde motion, enters another sign. The stay of Mercury in a sign is variable. It may be only 16 days, or it may be over 2 months. Like the wind, Mercury's movements are changeable. But however short or however long Mercury stays in a sign, that period is governed by the air movement chart. Unfortunately for ease in erecting air movement charts, most ephemerides do not give the time of day when Mercury enters each sign. Before 1941 none of them did, but commencing that year the American Astrology Ephemeris has annually been giving this data precisely for Eastern Standard Time. As this 5 hours west, the EGMT may be found by adding 5 hours to the time thus given, and the local mean time may be found by adding the time difference the place is east of the 75th meridian, or subtracting the time difference the place is west of the 75th meridian. If the American Astrology Ephemeris is used in calculating both the positions of the planets and the sidereal time for which the chart is erected, the interval is 12h greater than when using a noon ephemeris, for its positions are calculated for 0h, the commencement of the civil day, which is the midnight preceding noon on that day. But if the year is earlier than 1941, or an American Astrology Ephemeris is not at hand, the time Mercury enters each sign must be calculated. The rule for finding the time it thus enters a sign is given on page 54. And is illustrated by examples in considering the charts to be studied in this lesson. For wind during the period covered by each air movement chart, no other charts should be consulted as to the time when the winds will occur. Winds are indicated by the aspects made by the planets in their movement through the zodiac and by change in declination to the degree on the ascendant of the air movement chart covering the period. Mild aspects from mild planets do not stir up heavy winds, but only mild air movements. The more violent the planet and the more violent the aspect, the more violent will be the wind indicated, always, of course, subject to what the chart indicates, and to the indications of the season temperature chart. There is only one way to become sufficiently familiar with air movement charts, as indicating winds at any particular place, that reliable predictions can be made. That is actually to observe each aspect, as it forms to the ascendant and the air movement coincident with it. This should be done from day to day over considerable time. Weather station reports, such as now in many regions are given over the radio, will assist in this. But I have found that with no wind blowing at 6:00 a.m., at the time the wind movement is recorded in the weather maps used in these studies, that it may be blowing a gale by 11:00 a.m., and quite subsided by sundown. Repeatedly, Days on which the weather map has thus recorded almost no air movement at the time the observation was recorded for its use, I have observed much of the day to be gusty, or even extremely windy. What the average individual wants is to know not how much wind is blowing before breakfast, but whether it will blow enough at any time during the day to inconvenience him in some anticipated undertaking. I mention this not in criticism of the weather map, which served its own purpose, but to indicate that in checking what the wind was on a given day, its use is very restricted. Also, that the proper approach to understanding how to predict wind movements is carefully to watch the aspects of the planets to the ascendant of the air movement charts, and to record, in terms applicable to human undertakings, just what the wind did on such days. Thus it may be recorded that there was a strong wind from the northwest all day, that it was quiet in the morning but gusty in the afternoon, that it was blowing a gale during the night, but quieted down by 10:00 a.m., that there was a warm zephyr, or whatever the conditions were. These notes, together with the aspects to the ascendant which coincided with the recorded air movements, will form a sound basis for predictions in the kind of terms that the ordinary person understands and can use in his everyday planning. To illustrate the method used, however, I will have recourse again to the weather maps issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Weather Bureau. These maps up to July 7, 1932, as issued in California, give the velocity of the wind at certain stations at 6:00 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. After July 7, due to economy imposed upon the Weather Bureau, the velocity was not given. Some information, however, can be gleaned from the climatological data for each month, and we can use it as far as it goes. Air Movement Chart December 19, 1931. The ephemera shows that between midnight December 19th and midnight December 20th, 1931, Mercury backed into Sagittarius. At midnight December 19th, daily motion between December 19th and December 20th, Mercury is moving 1:20. At midnight December 20th, daily motion between December 20th and December 21st, Mercury is moving 1:22. The increment during 24 hours is the difference, which is 2. The increment at noon on December 20th is of this, or 1. Between December 19th noon and December 20th noon, Mercury moves 1:20. Adding the 1 gives the travel on December 20th at noon as 1:21. At noon December 20th, Mercury is past the aspect B14. Between December 19th noon and December 20th noon, as Mercury moves 80, to find the increment way from noon, we take 7:80 of the daily increment of 2, which is 0. We thus use the noon travel of Mercury, which is a 1:21. Subtracting log a 1.2499 from log B2.0122 gives 0.7623, which is the log of D4H9M. Subtracting this from noon gives the Greenwich time as December 20th, 7:51 a.m. Subtracting 7:53 a.m. difference in time at Los Angeles from this gives the time for erecting the chart as December 19th, 1931, 11:58 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Chart number 170, erected for this data, is given in lesson number 191. Los Angeles and its suburbs extend from the ocean to the mountains, and the Weather Bureau makes a separate wind velocity report from each edge of the region. One daily report is from Los Angeles Harbor, on the ocean, and the other is at the observatory on Mount Wilson, about a mile in elevation, and plainly visible from Los Angeles. Roughly, the two stations thus reporting are about 40 miles apart, Los Angeles Harbor being visible from Mount Wilson, when the weather is clear. While the wind in the metropolitan area of Los Angeles will almost always be of less velocity than the average of the two observation points, the average of the wind velocity at these two points is probably the best index we could have of the average over the Los Angeles area, it being understood that these observations do not cover the entire day, but are for 6:00 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Therefore, in indicating the effect of the wind, not for the whole day, but as it is recorded at 6:00 a.m., I shall consider all the aspects formed to the ascendant, and give the wind velocity, as reported on the day at both observation points. This air movement chart indicates the wind, modified by seasonal temperature chart number 165, given in lesson number 190, from December 19, 1931, until January 14, 1932. This air movement chart number 170 has windy Mercury, active Mars, stormy Saturn and moderating Venus in the fourth. Breezy Sagittarius is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Jupiter, is in the calm sign Leo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the first, and Mercury, its ruler, is in the windy sign Capricorn. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Jupiter, ruling the sign Mercury is backing into, is in calm Leo. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets and angles, Pluto, Uranus, Mercury, Mars and Saturn tend toward wind, while only Venus tends toward calm. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. While there would be some calm days, the indications are that there would be more wind than normal. This was borne out by climatological data. In considering the aspects of the planets to the ascendant of an air movement chart, it should be borne in mind that, as a rule, violent aspects, such as oppositions and squares, signify more wind than do harmonious aspects, such as trines and sextiles. The ascendant is occupied by 27 Virgo 52, which gives its declination, as S50 December 20th. The sun made the square to the usk, but as it was Sunday there was no record. December 21st, the moon came to the trine of the usk, with wind registering 10 miles at the harbor and only 5 miles at Mount Wilson. December 22nd, Mercury made the square to the usk, but this aspect, possibly due to trine of moon to usk, brought only 5 miles at the harbor and 4 miles velocity on Mount Wilson. December 24th, the moon came square the usk from the windy sign Gemini, and the wind rose in velocity to 8 miles an hour at the harbor and to 20 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. December 26th, the moon made the sextile to the usk, and the wind at 6:00 a.m. was 8 miles an hour at the harbor and 15 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. December 27th was Sunday, with no record. December 28th, the moon was semi-sextile the usk from the calm sign Leo, resulting in wind velocity of 6 miles an hour at the harbor and 15 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. December 30th, the moon made the conjunction with the usk, with a wind of only 5 miles an hour both at the harbor and on Mount Wilson. This day the moon was also parallel the usk. January 2nd, 1932, when the moon came to the semi-sextile of the usk from the windy sign Libra, the wind velocity at both the harbor and Mount Wilson went up to 10 miles an hour at 6:00 a.m. January 2nd. Venus from the moderate sign Aquarius made the sisky square of the usk, and the wind registered only 3 miles at the harbor, but was up to 45 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. The sisky square is not a harmonious aspect. January 6th, the moon was square the usk from the fairly active sign Sagittarius, and the wind at the harbor registered 8 miles an hour and on Mount Wilson only 4 miles an hour. January 9, the moon made the Siski square of the USK, and the wind registered only 3 miles an hour at both stations. January 11, the inconjunct of the moon from Aquarius, a sign usually giving moderate movement, increased the velocity to 10 miles at the harbor and to 12 miles on Mount Wilson. January 12, showed little wind at 6 a.m., but the day windy Mercury made the square of the USK, and on the 13th the moon made the opposition of the USK from the windy sign Capricorn, resulting in a wind velocity of 18 miles an hour at the harbor, but only 8 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. January 14, Mars came to the trine of the USK, and the wind continued with some velocity, registering 10 miles at the harbor and 13 miles on Mount Wilson. Air movement chart, January 14, 1932. The ephemera shows that Mercury goes into Capricorn between midnight December 13 and midnight December 14. At midnight December 13, daily motion between December 13 and December 14, Mercury is moving 1.08. At midnight December 14, daily motion between December 14 and December 15, Mercury is moving 1.11. The increment during 24 hours is the difference, or 3. The increment at noon on January 14 is a 3, or 1. Adding the 1 to the motion at midnight December 13, gives the travel on January 14 at noon as 1.9. At noon January 14 to reach the aspect Mercury must move B2. Between January 14 and January 15 Mercury moves 1.11, or 71. To find the increment way from noon to the position 2 past noon we take 1.71 of the daily increment of 3, or 0. As the increment is a little more than that at noon, we use the noon travel, but the larger even instead of the smaller. This gives the travel as 1.10. Subtracting log a 1.3133 from log B2.8573 gives 1.5440, which is the log of D41M. Adding this to Greenwich noon gives the EGMT as January 14th, 12:41 p.m. Subtracting the time difference from Los Angeles 7:53 a.m. gives the time for erecting the chart at Los Angeles as January 14, 1932, 4:48 a.m. LMT. Chart number 171, erected for this data, is given in lesson number 191. Windy Uranus and breezy Moon are in the fourth house. Breezy Aries is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mars, is in windy Capricorn. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Windy Mercury is in the first house. Breezy Sagittarius is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Jupiter, is in the calm sign Leo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Saturn, ruler of the sign occupied by Mercury, is in windy Capricorn. This accounts for 1.8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets and angles, Pluto and Uranus are windy and the moon is breezy. This accounts for 1.8 of the influence of the chart. We must conclude from the above that the period covered by this chart will be windy. Climatological data bears this out, recording 2 storms, one from the 12th to the 15th, and the other from the 30th to the 31st. The first of these storms started under chart number 170 when, as mentioned, first Mercury came square to its USK, and then Mars came trine to its USK, but carried on under chart number 171, here considered. High winds occurred during the two stormy periods. On the 29th, several stations in the mountain sections reported a blizzard. Mercury in Capricorn on that day was both parallel the USK and semi-sextile the USK. Capricorn favors blizzards. On January 22, Jupiter back to the 1 effective degree of orb of trine USK, and remained within orb until the new air movement chart came in on February 4th. Strong aspects to the USC from slow-moving planets, as will be indicated in lesson number 196, favor storms. January 15th, the Moon came trine the USC from the fairly windy sign Aries, and the velocity registered at the harbor was 24 miles, and on Mount Wilson it was 10 miles an hour. January 16th, the Moon moved into the still sign Taurus, and made the Sisky square to the USC. The wind moderated some, showing only 6 miles at the harbor and 10 miles on Mount Wilson. January 17th, the Moon was in conjunct the USC, but as it was Sunday there is no record. January 20th, after being quite mild for a day or two, when Mercury came parallel the USC, and the Moon made the opposition to the USC from the windy sign Gemini, the velocity jumped to 16 miles at the harbor and 30 miles on Mount Wilson. January 23rd, again after having a low velocity for a day or two, under the influence of active Mars semi-square the USC, and Jupiter trine USC, the velocity again went up, this time to 20 miles at the harbor and 35 miles on Mount Wilson. The Moon on the same day was in conjunct the USC. January 25th, the Sun, a still planet, made the semi-square to the USC from breezy Aquarius. The velocity at the harbor was 6 miles, and on Mount Wilson only 5 miles an hour. January 27th, the Moon came to the square of the USC from windy Virgo, and the velocity increased somewhat, registering 8 miles an hour at the harbor and 5 miles on Mount Wilson. January 28th, windy Mercury came semi-sextal the USC, Jupiter was in perfect trine with the USC, and the Moon was sextal the USC. The wind increased to 12 miles an hour at the harbor, and to 40 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. January 30th, with Mercury closely parallel the USC since the 27th, and the Jupiter aspect still close, the velocity at the harbor was 8 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson 10 miles an hour. February 2nd, the Moon came conjunction the USC, in the rather active sign Sagittarius, and the wind jumped to 16 miles at the harbor. There was no record for that day on Mount Wilson. February 3rd, Venus in Pisces, a rather still sign, came to the rather violent aspect, square the USC. The result was 12 miles recorded at the harbor, and 5 miles on Mount Wilson. Had the aspect been from a more active sign, even though Venus is not a violent planet, but rather mild, the wind, no doubt, would have been higher. Air Movement Chart, February 4th. 1932 The ephemeris shows that between midnight February 4th and midnight February 5th Mercury moves into Aquarius. At midnight February 4th daily motion between February 4th and February 5th Mercury moves 1.33. At midnight February 5th daily motion between February 5th and February 6th Mercury moves 1.34. The increment during 24 hours is the difference, which is 1. The increment at noon on February 5th is of this, or the travel between noon February 4th and noon February 5th is 1.33. Adding the to this gives the travel on February 5th at noon as 1.33. At noon February 5th Mercury is B37 past the required position. Between February 4th and February 5th Mercury moves 93. To find the increment way from noon we take 19.93 of the daily increment of 1, which is 0. As the travel is slightly less than the 1.33 at noon on February 5th, we use a 1.33 as its travel. Subtracting log A 1.1899 from log B 1.5902 gives 0.4012, which is the log of D9H33M. Subtracting the 9H33M from noon gives the Greenwich time as February 5th, 2:27 a.m. From this subtract 7h53m, the time difference of Los Angeles, and it gives the time for which the chart should be erected as February 4, 1932, 6:34 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Chart number 172, erected for this data, is given in lesson number 191. Scorpio, on the cusp of the 4th, does not indicate wind, unless the chart as a whole does. Its ruler, Mars, is in breezy Aquarius, and its co-ruler, Pluto, is in the quiet sign Cancer. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Calm Neptune is in the first house. Calm Leo is on the cusp of the first, and the Sun, its ruler, is in breezy Aquarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Uranus, ruler of the sign occupied by Mercury, is in windy Aries. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets and angles, both Neptune and Venus are calm. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. We conclude from the above that while there may be a few blustery days, indicated by Uranus in Aries, the period, as a whole, will have little wind. This is borne out by the report in climatological data. The chart has 28 Leo 41 on the ascendant, which gives the declination of the ISC as 11:56. The strongest indication of wind in the chart is Saturn within the one effective degree of orb of and conjunct the ISC. As this aspect came closer, even though an inconjunct, there was hail and sleet and some wind, registering highest 2 days before the aspect was perfect. Saturn is the storm planet. February 7th, the moon came parallel and opposition the ISC, but there is no record for the day as it was Sunday. The following day, February 8th, there was 10 miles an hour at the harbor, but no record for Mount Wilson. February 9th, the moon came in conjunct the ISC, and Saturn was within the 1 degree of effective orb of and conjunct the ISC. The wind registered 20 miles an hour at the harbor and 10 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. February 10th, the moon was sisky square the ISC, and Saturn closer to perfect and conjunct the ISC. The wind registered 12 miles an hour at the harbor and 14 miles on Mount Wilson. February 11th, Saturn made the perfect and conjunct to the ISC, and Venus made the inconjunct to the ISC. The wind registered 8 miles at the harbor and 15 miles on Mount Wilson. February 12th, the moon came trine the ISC, and the wind went down to 5 miles an hour both at the harbor and on Mount Wilson. February 14th, the moon made the square of ISC, but as this was Sunday there was no record. The moon was in Taurus, and on the 15th the wind registered only 8 miles at the harbor and 4 miles on Mount Wilson. February 17th, the moon made the sextil to the ISC, with a wind velocity of 8 miles at the harbor, and 4 miles on Mount Wilson. February 18th, the sun made the opposition to the ISC, and the velocity at the harbor jumped to 12 miles an hour, but was still only 4 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. February 19th, the moon came to the semi-sextil of the ISC, and kept the wind, with the help of the sun opposition ISC still an orb, 10 miles an hour at the harbor, and raised it to 20 miles on Mount Wilson. February 21st was Sunday, and the 22 was on a holiday, so there are no records for these 2 days. Air movement chart, February 22, 1932. The ephemera shows that Mercury goes into Pisces between midnight February 22 and midnight February 23, 1932. At midnight February 22, daily motion between February 22 and February 23, Mercury is moving 1:48. At midnight February 23, daily motion between February 23 and February 24, Mercury is moving 1:50. The increment during the 24 hours is the difference, which is 2. The increment at noon on February 23rd is of this, or 1. Adding the 1 to the travel of Mercury at midnight of February 22nd, gives its travel at noon of February 23rd as 1:49. Between February 22nd and February 23rd, Mercury moves 1:08. At noon, Mercury is B51 past the required position. We want the increment for this distance, or 26:108 of the daily increment of 2, which gives 0. Thus we use the noon motion of Mercury on February 23rd, which as above found is a 1:49. Subtracting log a 1.1209 from log B1.4508 gives 0.3299, which is the log of D11H14M. Subtracting 11H14M from noon gives the Greenwich time as February 23rd, 12:46 a.m. From this, subtracting the Los Angeles time difference of 7h53m, gives the time at Los Angeles as February 22nd, 1932, 4:53 p.m. LMT. Chart number 173, erected for this data, is given on page 65. Scorpio, ruler of the cusp of the fourth, gives little wind unless the chart, as a whole, indicates it. One of its rulers, Mars, is in breezy Aquarius, and the other, Pluto, is in calm Cancer. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Breezy Moon and quiet Neptune are in the first. Quiet Leo is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, the Sun, is in calm Pisces. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Neptune, ruler of the sign occupied by Mercury, is in windy Virgo. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the five planets in angles, Sun and Neptune are calm, Mars and the Moon are breezy, and Mercury is windy. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. The indications for the duration of this chart are that there will be some windy days, but that the wind will not be violent, and that days of moderate wind movement will be more common. The ascendant is occupied by 22 Leo 1, with a declination of 14 and 11. February 23rd, the Moon made the semi-sextile to the isk from windy Virgo. Only 2 miles per hour was registered at the harbor, but the velocity was 20 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. February 24th, the Moon was semi-square the isk from windy Libra, and the wind was blowing 12 miles an hour at the harbor and 5 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. February 25th, the Moon was sextile the isk from windy Libra, and the wind was blowing 11 miles an hour at the harbor and 10 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. February 27th, the Moon came square the isk from the sometimes violent sign Scorpio, and the wind at the harbor registered 16 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson 5 miles an hour. February 29th, the Moon came trine the isk from the fairly windy sign Sagittarius, and the wind registered at the harbor 10 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson 8 miles an hour. March 1st, the Moon was sisky square the isk, with only 5 miles registered at the harbor, and no wind on Mount Wilson. Venus was also trine the isk, but its influence is generally to moderate. March 4th, the Moon came opposition the isk, and the wind at the harbor registered 4 miles and on Mount Wilson 14 miles an hour. March 5th, Mercury made the inconjunct to the isk, with only 3 miles an hour at the harbor, but 12 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. March 7th, the Moon was inconjunct the isk from the calm sign Pisces, and the wind at the harbor was 6 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson 5 miles an hour. March 8th, the Moon was sisky square the isk, and the wind at the harbor registered 6 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson 5 miles an hour. Air movement chart, March 9th, 1932. The ephemera shows that Mercury goes into Aries between midnight March 9th and midnight March 10th, 1932. At midnight March 8th, daily motion between March 8th and March 9th, Mercury is moving 1.55. At midnight March 9th, daily motion between March 9th and March 10th, Mercury is moving 1.54. The decrement during 24 hours is the difference, which is 1. The decrement on March 9th at noon is of this hour. Adding the to the travel of Mercury at midnight of March 9th, gives the travel at noon of March 9th as 1.54. Between noon March 9th and noon March 10th, Mercury moves 1.14. At noon on March 9th, Mercury needs to move B39 to reach the required position. We want the decrement for this distance, or 20.114 of the daily decrement of 1, which gives 0. We thus use the nearest even to the noon travel, which, as the position is reached after noon, is nearer 1.54. Subtracting log a 1.1015 from log B1.5673 gives 0.4658, which is the log of D8H13M. Adding the 8H13M to noon gives the Greenwich time as 8:13 p.m. From this, subtracting the 7H53M time difference of Los Angeles gives the time at Los Angeles as March 9th, 1932, 12:20 p.m. LMT. Chart number 174, erected for this data, is given on page 67. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in windy Aries. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Windy Pluto is in the first house, with breezy Cancer on the cusp of the first. Its ruler, the moon, is in windy Aries. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Mars, ruler of the sign occupied by Mercury, is in calm Pisces. This accounts for 1.8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets and angles, Pluto, Mercury and Uranus are windy, and the moon is breezy. This accounts for 1.8 of the influence of the chart. The indications are that while during the period there will be many fairly calm days, the windy influences are pronounced enough that quite high winds may be expected at times. This is borne out by climatological data, which records several days of high wind in April. The ascendant is occupied by 8 Cancer 21, with a declination of 23 and 11. March 11th, the moon made the sextile to the usk from Taurus, a mild aspect and a mild sign, and the wind at the harbor recorded 6 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson 8 miles an hour. March 12th, the moon was semi-square the usk from Taurus, and parallel the usk. The wind at the harbor registered 5 miles an hour, and at Mount Wilson 8 miles an hour. March 13th, when the moon made the semi-sextile to the isk was Sunday and there is no record. March 14th, Mercury made the square to the isk, and the wind recorded at 6:00 a.m. on the 15th was 10 miles an hour at the harbor and 4 miles an hour at Mount Wilson. March 16th, Venus came sextile the usk from Taurus, and the moon came conjunction the usk. While the wind at the harbor was only 3 miles an hour, on Mount Wilson it was 35 miles an hour. March 17th, as a result of the two previous aspects, the wind at the harbor was still 3 miles an hour, but had eased off on Mount Wilson to 20 miles an hour. March 18th, the moon was parallel usk, but was also semi-sextile usk from the calm sign Leo, and the wind on Mount Wilson dropped to 4 miles an hour, and was only 4 miles an hour at the harbor. March 19th, the moon was semi-square the usk from the still sign Leo, and the wind was only 2 miles an hour at the harbor and 5 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. In considering the probable influence of the air movement charts, in producing wind during the 3 months following March 20, 1932, The temperature chart governing the season should also be scanned to perceive if the season, as a whole, will be windy. This chart, number 166, is given in lesson number 190. It has windy Virgo on the 4th, and its ruler, Mercury, and windy Aries. Windy Pluto is in the 1st. Calm Cancer is on the cusp of the 1st, but its ruler, the Moon, is in windy Virgo. Mars, ruling this sign occupied by Mercury, is in calm Pisces. Of the 4 planets in angles, Sun is calm, but Pluto, Mercury and Uranus are windy. Thus, for the season as a whole, considerable wind might be expected. March 20th, when the Moon made the sextile of the Usk, was Sunday, and there is no record, but on the following day this aspect from windy Virgo resulted in a record of only 4 miles an hour at the harbor, but 25 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. March 22nd, when the Moon came square the Usk from the windy sign Libra, the wind at the harbor was 5 miles an hour, but on Mount Wilson it had increased to 35 miles an hour. The wind moderated on March 23rd, but March 24th the Moon came trine the Usk from the extreme sign Scorpio, and while it registered only 3 miles an hour at the harbor, it rose to 15 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. March 25th, the Moon was parallel the Usk, and on March 26th it was in conjunct the Usk, resulting in a recording on the 26th at the harbor of 4 miles an hour, and 25 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. March 29th, the Sun came square the Usk and the Moon opposition the Usk, and the wind registered 4 miles an hour at the harbor and 10 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. March 31st, the Moon made the inconjunct and the parallel to the Usk, and the velocity at the harbor was only 4 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson only 3 miles an hour. April 1st, the Moon made the weak aspect, Sisky square the Usk, and the wind at the harbor continued at 4 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson at 3 miles an hour. April 2nd, the Moon made the trine to the Usk from the calm sign Pisces, and the wind at the harbor registered 4 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson 6 miles an hour. April 5th, Venus came parallel Usk, and the Moon made the square to the Usk, and the wind at the harbor registered 4 miles an hour, but on Mount Wilson rose to 10 miles an hour. April 7th, the Moon came sextile the Usk, and the wind registered at the harbor 8 miles an hour and on Mount Wilson 5 miles an hour. April 8th, the Moon in Taurus made the semi-square the Usk, and as this is a slightly violent aspect, the wind gained somewhat, registering 8 miles an hour at the harbor, and 20 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. April 10th, the Moon came semi-sextile the Usk, but as it was Sunday there is no record. April 12th, the Moon was semi-sextile the Usk, and there was very little wind. April 13th, Venus was semi-sextile the Usk, and this brought the wind up to 6 miles an hour at the harbor and to 10 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. April 14th, Mars came square the Usk, and the Moon was parallel the Usk. While at 6:00 a.m. the wind at the harbor registered only 7 miles an hour and at Mount Wilson only 6 miles an hour, by the following morning, with Moon semi-sextile Usk, it had increased to 8 miles an hour at the harbor and to 10 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. April 17th, the Moon came sextile the Usk from windy Virgo, but it was Sunday and there is no record. The following day, April 18th, however, the wind registered 5 miles an hour at the harbor and 10 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. April 19th, the Moon came square the Usk from windy Libra, and the velocity recorded at the harbor was 12 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson 7 miles an hour. April 21st, the Moon was trine Usk from the extreme sign Scorpio, and the velocity increased at the harbor to 12 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson to 13 miles an hour. April 22nd, The moon made the parallel in the Siskiyou Square to the Usk, and the velocity was 6 miles an hour at the harbor and 10 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. April 23, the moon made the inconjunct to the Usk, and there was no wind at the harbor, and only 5 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. April 25, the moon made the opposition to the Usk from windy Capricorn, and the wind rose to 10 miles an hour both at the harbor and on Mount Wilson. April 27, the moon made the parallel and the inconjunct aspect from the breezy sign Aquarius, and the wind at the harbor registered 8 miles an hour, while only 5 miles an hour was registered at Mount Wilson. April 28, the sun, still in the calm sign Taurus, made the sextil to the Usk, and the moon made the Siskiyou Square to the Usk. There was wind at only 2 miles velocity at the harbor, but on Mount Wilson it went up to 20 miles an hour. April 29, the moon came to the trine of the Usk from calm Pisces, and the wind dropped off to 3 miles an hour both at the harbor and on Mount Wilson. May 2, the moon made the square of the Usk from windy Aries and the velocity increased to 8 miles an hour at the harbor, but remained at 3 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. May 4, the moon came sextil the Usk, and the wind remained at 3 miles an hour on Mount Wilson, and remained at 8 miles an hour at the harbor. May 6, undermoon parallel and semi-square the Usk, the wind increased to 7 miles an hour at the harbor, and to 20 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. May 7, the moon came semi-sextil the Usk from the windy sign Gemini, and this increased the velocity at the harbor to 8 miles an hour, but on Mount Wilson the velocity dropped to 3 miles an hour. May 9, the moon came conjunction the Usk, a powerful aspect, and the velocity went up to 12 miles an hour at the harbor and to 13 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. May 10, the moon conjunction Usk on the 9th took place after the 6:00 a.m. recording, and influenced the wind on the 10th also. The record at the harbor was 10 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson 17 miles an hour. May 12, the moon moved into calm Leo, and made the weak semi-sextil aspect to the Usk, and the wind went down to only 2 miles an hour at the harbor, but retained its 10 mile an hour velocity on Mount Wilson. May 14, the moon came sextil the Usk from windy Virgo, and the velocity at the harbor was 8 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson was 6 miles an hour. Air movement chart, May 15. 1932 The ephemera shows that Mercury goes into Taurus between midnight May 15 and midnight May 16, 1932. At midnight May 14 daily motion between May 14 and May 15 Mercury is moving 1:16. At midnight May 15 daily motion between May 15 and May 16 Mercury is moving 1:19. The increment is the difference, which is 3. The increment on May 15 at noon is of this or 1. Adding this to the travel at midnight May 14, gives the travel at noon on May 15 as 1:17. Between May 15 and May 16, Mercury moves 79. At noon May 15, Mercury lacks B35 of the required position. We want the increment way from noon to this position, or 18:79 of the daily increment of 3, which is a little less than 1. To the noon travel of 1:17 we add a little less than 1 and it gives us the nearest as a 1:18. Subtracting log a 1.2663 from log b 1.6143 gives 0.3480, which is the log of 10h46m. Adding 10h46m to noon gives the Greenwich time as 10:46 p.m. From this subtracting the 7h53m difference in time for Los Angeles gives the time at Los Angeles as May 15, 1932, 2:53 p.m. LMT. Chart number 175 erected for this data is given in lesson number 194. Windy Capricorn is on the cusp of the fourth. Its ruler, Saturn, is in the breezy sign Aquarius, square windy Mercury. This accounts for the influence of the chart. Windy Libra is on the cusp of the first house, and its ruler, Venus, is in quiet Cancer. This accounts for the influence of the chart. Venus, ruler of the sign occupied by Mercury, is in quiet Cancer. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets and angles, Venus moderates, but Pluto, Mars, Uranus and Saturn are windy. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. The indications of the chart are that there would be calm days, followed by other days in which there would be rather high winds. Climatological data confirms these indications. The ISK is occupied by 5 Libra 39, with a declination of 2S15. May 16, the Moon came conjunction and parallel the ISK, but the wind registered at the harbor was only 6 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson 3 miles an hour. May 18, the Moon came semi-sextile the ISK from Scorpio, and the wind velocity at the harbor was 6 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson was 6 miles an hour. May 20, the Moon made the mild aspect, sextile ISK, and the velocity at both the harbor and on Mount Wilson was only 4 miles an hour. May 22, the Moon made the square of the ISK from windy Capricorn. As it was Sunday, there is no record. But the following day it registered 8 miles an hour at the harbor and 25 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. May 24, the Moon made the trine to the ISK, a harmonious aspect, and the wind fell to 3 miles an hour at the harbor and to 5 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. May 25, the Moon was sisky square the ISK, and before the day was out the Sun was trine the ISK. The wind rose to 9 miles an hour at the harbor, and to 20 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. May 27, the Moon came in conjunct the ISK from the calm sign Pisces, and the wind dropped to 4 miles an hour at the harbor and to 10 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. May 29, the Moon was opposition the ISK from windy Aries, but as it was Sunday there was no record. June 1, the Moon was in conjunct the ISK from the calm sign Taurus, and the wind dropped to only 3 miles an hour both at the harbor and on Mount Wilson. June 3, the Moon came trine the ISK, and the wind was 5 miles an hour at the harbor and 3 miles an hour on Mount Wilson. June 6, windy Mercury came trine the ISK, and the Moon came square the ISK, and the wind rose on Mount Wilson to 25 miles an hour, but remained at 3 miles an hour at the harbor. June 8, the Moon came sextile the ISK and Mars made the sisky square to the ISK. The velocity at the harbor was 8 miles an hour, and on Mount Wilson was 5 miles an hour. June 9, the Moon came semi-square the ISK from calm Leo, and the wind registered only 4 miles an hour at the harbor, and only 5 miles an hour on Mount Wilson.